Today on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
You know, there's not one massive problem with the way you're billing your time out, but there's an accumulation of small misses, of small leaks that really adds up to create a massive hole in your bank account. There's a lever in your business that could add $50,000, $100,000, even $200,000 in revenue and profits to your business, and it doesn't require more jobs, doesn't require more marketing, more sales, more quotes, doesn't require new team members or any fancy software. Now tune into this episode where we outline the most powerful way to improve your profits simply and quickly. So let's be honest, when your bank account is a bit skinny, you look at it and you're like, we're flat out busy, why isn't there enough money? We should be making more. Or the boys are busy all week, where's the money going? Or look, we did a couple of $1 million in revenue last year, but it feels like we should have a bunch more money than we do. And here's what's happening in the business that actually causes this problem. It's a big cause of it. It's things like late starts, it's early knockoffs, it's long smoko breaks, it's driving between jobs that aren't billed out, it's trips to the merchant that aren't billed to the clients, it's rework, and it's gaps between jobs where money is literally just leaking out of your business. That revenue and profit is pretty much just leaking through holes that you can plug really easily to make the business more profitable. The worst part of this is, though, is you don't notice it. So it's only a couple of hours here or there. So when you look at it on a daily basis or a weekly basis, it doesn't actually feel too bad. But when you add it up over a year, it's a massive, massive hit to your revenue and your bottom line. And often it's tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the bigger your business, the more team you have, the worse this actually is. So it's very powerful. I can guarantee that if you get this right, you're going to make a bunch more money. So stay tuned, because this is going to be super helpful for your bank account. And I have a story that I think really helps understand what's going on here, and it's about the Titanic. Always been fascinated by this disaster. I don't know why, but there you go. Everyone thinks the Titanic sank because it hit an iceberg, and that is true, but it's not actually the total reason that this was a complete and utter disaster. You know, 1,500 people died in the icy waters of the North Atlantic. It actually sank because there were a series of problems, a series of small decisions and issues that happened. Things like there were a bunch of ice warnings that were received by the captain and the ship, but they didn't really treat them urgently or give them the care that they needed. The ship was actually traveling at near full speed in these icy waters, and that wasn't the recommended practice. It was, you know, it was better to actually button back a bit and be a bit cautious, but they didn't do that because they thought that the ship was indestructible. They had binoculars for the lookouts, but unfortunately they were locked away, so they weren't used, so they really couldn't see properly. The steel they used in the rivets, that got really brittle in the cold conditions, and so, you know, the hull was more brittle than it would have been. The bulkheads that they had didn't actually extend all the way up to the deck, so as one compartment filled up, the water just spilled over into the next, and that was a big part of what caused the problem. And we all know there weren't enough lifeboats, and that's just the way they did things at the time, but obviously not a great outcome. So there was no single issue that guaranteed disaster here, but there was a bunch of small compromise, a bunch of small problems that actually added up to a massive problem, and you put them all together, and that's why you've got the disaster that you had. You know, the 1,500 people dead. Absolute tragedy. We still talk about it today. And that's really what's going on in your business. You know, there's not one massive problem with the way you're billing your time out, but there's an accumulation of small misses, of small leaks that really adds up to create a massive hole in your bank account. And we get this right, you're going to make a bunch more money. If you get it wrong, if you ignore your labor utilization, which is what we're digging into here, is your revenue gets stuck. You know, you're at the same profit level. Your revenue might grow, the stress grows, but your profit really doesn't move. And often you think you need to do more work. You think you need to grow your team, do more jobs to make more money. So you hire more staff, you get more overheads, you get more pressure, and that increases the risk where really you didn't need more work at all. And you might start blaming your pricing, your margins are too low, maybe I'm not pricing enough, our expenses, materials, etc., are too high, but it's not actually a pricing problem. And you can burn out because subconsciously, you know, you're busy, you're working hard, but the leaks in the business mean you're not getting the best value for the time you invest. And so your frustration builds and you get really, really over your business. If you do get this right, you're really on top of your utilization. Well, you're going to have more billable hours without more staff, which is, you know, massive. That's just more money. Higher revenue per employee. You've got better margins, less pressure to constantly chase new work because you're making good money out of the work you've got. You're going to have stronger cash flow and you're going to have some confidence because, you know, if you make more money in your business, it really helps. There's nothing that an extra $100,000 in profit is going to, you know, isn't going to help with in your business. So, and it helps you build a real business. If there's lots of profit leaking out, it's just way more complicated than it needs to be. And so how does this work? Well, labor utilization is a really simple concept, and the best way to understand it is just to look at an example. Let's say you have a business, you know, it's a relatively small business. You've got five tradespeople or technicians, and you bill them out, you pay them 40 hours a week. That's what you pay them. But let's say you only bill out 33 hours a week, and that that could be, you know, time that's billed to jobs you've priced or jobs you do on time and materials. So it's around 82.5%. You think, okay, that's not too bad. You know, around 80% of the time we're billing them out. But imagine if you could bill an extra 5 hours a week, you know, extra 5 hours, get it up to 38 hours a week. And you've got five team members, so that's an extra 25 hours per week. I mean, it's almost another tradesperson you've got working if you bill them out properly. And let's say your revenue charge out is $100 an hour. So it's $2,500 a week extra revenue that you're generating. And let's say you can do that for 44 weeks a year. So that's $110,000 in extra revenue just by billing a bit more time out for the 40 hours you're already paying each week. $110,000 revenue, let's say it's sort of 50% gross margin on labor, which is, you know, it's pretty fair enough. That's $55,000 in extra profit just from the labor you've billed out. Not to mention the fact that you're billing out 5 hours more a week for each person. You're going to sell more materials. There's going to be margin on that. So you're going to make more than $55,000. So it's absolute money for jam. If you get it right. So it's worthwhile looking at. And the thing is, if you've got five employees, it's $110,000. If you've got 10, it's $220,000. If you've got 50, it's millions. It's crazy. And so the bigger your business, the bigger the opportunity here to actually improve the profitability through managing your labor utilization. So the key thing here is, what we want to understand is, how does this time actually get lost? What actually happens to this time? Because it is death by a thousand paper cuts, and you need to be across all the details to make sure you're getting this money that really should come to you. The first thing is, often it's disorganization in the mornings when you set up. So, you know, maybe the team meet at the workshop, they have a coffee or muck around or have a smoke or go to the bathroom, whatever, and they don't actually get to the job till 8:30. So, you know, maybe they start at 8, or maybe they start at 7 and they don't get to the job to 7:30, whatever it is in your setup. But you've got this dead time that you're actually paying for that the client isn't paying for. And so, you know, if that happens every day, even if it's 20 minutes, it adds up really, really quickly. The next thing that I find happens is, it's about the job cards, you know, the actual time cards that your team do. If they don't get completed immediately when the job's finished, often hours get lost because people forget what happened and they're not accurate with the time that they put on those job cards. And I really hate it when job cards are filled in at the end of the day. They need to be filled in after every single job. So the time that it takes to actually fill the job card in is actually put on the job. That's important as well, because even the act of filling the job card in at the end of the day, they probably take 20 minutes to fill it in, and who do they send that time to rather than the 5 minutes being added to each job when they're actually out in the field doing the job. So that's really critical. Next thing, big area of slippage is travel and poor scheduling around travel and actually not charging clients appropriately for travel. This happens way more than you realize. And it doesn't matter whether you're in a rural area where you need to travel a couple of hours for a job, or whether you're in town and the guys are sitting in a van or a truck for 40 minutes or an hour in traffic. You know, that's time that needs to go to a job. So you need to make sure that it's charged to a client, because the reason you're actually traveling is because you're doing a job. You're not doing it for fun. Getting really clear around how you schedule jobs, trying to schedule them in a similar area so you reduce travel time and actually charging for travel is absolutely critical. Otherwise, you're the one paying for the time rather than the clients. Extra long breaks is another one. You know, the team takes longer than they should for the breaks that they have, smoko breaks or lunch breaks or whatever. I mean, some people don't want to take a lunch break as well. That's another whole problem, but this can be an issue. Another one that we've found is a real sneaky little robber of your profits and your labor utilization is excessive trips to the merchant that are not charged to the client. So this is a big one. You know, people shoot off to grab some materials and they're like, oh, well, we can't charge that to the client because we needed to get the materials. Well, that's crazy. Obviously, it's got to be charged to the client. Or they catch up with some of their mates who might work at another contractor's at the wholesaler or the merchant, they have a bit of a natter, they have a smoke or a pie there. That again is wasting a lot of your valuable labor time. The worst thing of all, though, which covers all of this and is why this actually happens in the first place, is that you don't track this at all. And so you have no line of sight to this issue. And having a line of sight to your labor utilization is the key to success, because once you actually see what the cost is and see how you're performing in this area, we're all pretty smart. We'll figure out that it's an issue and we'll take some action on it. So that's the big thing. And the key principle here is really, really simple. There's really three people who can pay for your wages. You know, there's you can pay for them. The employee can pay for them in the sense that they do stuff off their own dime, which is not ideal, obviously. Or the client can pay. Those are the three options. And we need to make sure as much as we possibly can that the client pays for your team's time. That's why we have people employed, because they do jobs for our clients. So, And sometimes there's a bit of an emotional challenge here, because we feel like we can't charge them for something, or maybe we can't charge them for going to the merchant, or we can't charge them for organizing stuff or travel or whatever. Well, that's absolute rubbish. You've got to get really firm on that and understand that, you know, when you're doing a job, the reason you're doing it is for the client so that they need to pay wherever possible. There might be some things that you can't, you know, maybe some training that goes ahead. Maybe there's a little bit of workshop tidy up or cleaning trucks or vans at some stage. That's fair enough. But as a general rule, the client's got to pay, not you. And again, the measurement here is absolutely critical. So every day, and particularly every week, you need to measure what's going on, because it's very simple. You can manage what you measure. And this isn't even productivity. You're not saying how quick they're doing the jobs or how well they're doing the jobs. We're just saying how much we're billing out relative to what we're paying. So set some targets for this. This is the key thing. Set some targets for what you want your labor utilization to be. You know, if you measure it, it's very simple to measure. It's just like, how much do we pay in terms of our wages and how much of that time is billed out? Get a percentage. You might find, hey, it's 75% at the moment, or 80%. You're like, wow, opportunity, amazing. And then set a target. If it's 80% now, maybe set a target for 90% and work on getting it up to that. You'll make a bunch more money. If it's 90%, maybe you're aiming for 95%. It might vary for the type of work you do, that's fine. But set some targets for the business. And if you have an operations team, operations manager, this is a key metric for them. You want them to maximize the labor utilization as much as possible, because that's going to make you a bunch more money. So I think that's a good summary of labor utilization. And if you want the easiest way to increase profitability, you can stop chasing work, you can start maximizing the work that you already pay for, because it's the money that you're looking for. It's probably already in your payroll. You've just got to make sure that you bill it and measure it. Simple as that. Thanks heaps for listening. We'll catch you all again next time.
Congratulations on being part of a select group of savvy business owners who are taking their businesses to the next level. And to help you on your journey, don't forget to check out our show notes for a copy of our free book, The Profitable Tradie, and other valuable resources. Thanks for being a part of this special group, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Profitable Tradie Podcast.